Good afternoon, Doc.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Well, controversial as these proposals may seem, some people in the party wanted to adopt them. Do you feel sorry for such people that the proposals have been shut down?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I don't feel sorry for them at all. Of course, we are operating a majoritarian group. And so one of the things that you need to see within a democracy is that opinions will vary. And sometimes, even no matter how unpopular those opinions are, we may have the opportunity of having them. But it doesn't necessarily mean that once opinions are presented, they ought to be what really will be carried. At the end of the day, you want to see reforms that are far-reaching, reforms that will bring more dividends, reforms that will strengthen structures, reforms that will make the party as attractive as possible, and perhaps increase its chances of continue to become a very potent force to reckon with and be able to hold on to power and so on and so forth. So if you have reforms that are naturally bent on maybe dividing the rank and file or perhaps self-seeking and self-perpetuating, there's a tendency that majority will kick against you know, such reform measures. Don't forget that in politics, whenever a decision is made, there are two things: the desire to preserve or the desire to change. But if you want to change, trust me, you want to change for the better. And that is why I think that those proposals were jettisoned. Yes.
Well, Doc, the issue about MPs having the part. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Doc. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, Doc.
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the, okay. I'm asking that the issue about MPs having the power to appoint constituency executives to some people was a non-starter, but some MPs were pushing for it. Why do you think they would want to do that?
I think that is self-seeking. You're self-seeking because you would naturally will expect. Of course, you and I are utility maximizers. And we want to maximize pleasure and minimize pain as much as possible. And therefore, when we occupy certain positions, we'll wish that we will occupy that position till perhaps the second coming of Christ. But don't forget, the ultimate power rests with the people. And they will have to decide whether, due to maybe the way we have performed, our stewardship perhaps will demand or require a renewal of mandate or perhaps be voted into the sunset. But when you want to constrain the ability of citizens or electorate to change when it becomes necessary, then I would say that proposal itself, I'm not surprised at all that it was disregarded. If it had been carried, it would have been disastrous. Because then you have a group of MPs who then can become, literally become sin gods. Because they have literally, you know, pretended over the election of constituency executives, these people will be holding to these MPs, and they can hang on to power irrespective of their performance. That would have been disastrous. So we need to let the citizens, let the electorate decide that this MP has performed over the years, and therefore we need to renew his mandate. We don't have to give him that unfettered, unrestricted power to be able to pick executives who are then going to decide over subsequent elections of who becomes a parliamentary candidate in that area. That would have been disastrous. I think that would have been anathema and perhaps would have undermined the very essence of democracy within the political party. Yes.
But were these proposals given the nod during the conference, was it going to affect the running of the party in any way?
That's why I say that it would have been disastrous. Then literally what you have is that we are going to have a group of sycophants at a constituency level who, because they owe their position to the parliamentary, the MP, will not be able to exercise any oversight at all over the activities of this MP in that particular area. And it will constrain the ability of the party to be able to change non-performing MPs and bring in those who have the capacity to really deliver some of the dividends that will require. Because don't forget that our constituencies will need development. That's why our constituencies will need development. Among other things, we need an MP who is also firing on all cylinders, who is performing at the highest level, and would have given him unfettered, unrestricted power at that level. That would have been extremely disastrous. It would have undermined and now democratic principles of that party, which I said would go a long way to undermine national